At KVGC News Time is now 8 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for today, this 24th day of March for 2020. Well, a cold weather front from the Gulf of Alaska will be bringing periods of moderate snowfall to the Sierra Nevada today through early Wednesday. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the Sierras above 4,000 feet now through 11 a.m. on Wednesday. Total snow accumulations range from a trace to a foot and a half expected above 4,000 feet. The higher you go, the more the snow. The heaviest snowfall is expected this afternoon through tonight for elevations above 4,000 feet, with lighter accumulations possible down to 2,500 to 3,000 feet by early Wednesday morning. Winds will gust from 30 to 50 miles an hour at times over the passes and ridges. If travel is necessary, carry chains and expect snow-covered roads, travel delays, and possible road closures. Hikers and campers should be prepared for wintry weather and windy, chilly temperatures in the single digits and teens.
Well, the Public Health State Department releases the latest stats of COVID-19. As of 2 p.m. on the 22nd, 1,733 confirmed positive cases. Now, from that number, 27 have died from the virus, posing a 1.6% mortality rate for Californians. Now, most are found between the age of 18 and 29, making up 837, or 48% of those positively identified. Recorded with the least, those under 18, with only 25 confirmed cases. Those between the ages of 50 and 64 make up 442 confirmed cases. Those older, 415 cases. Currently, 26,400 tests have been conducted in the state, 12,100 still awaiting results. For more information, visit the California Department of Public Health online.
And the Associated Press reports that Pacific Gas and Electric announced yesterday that it will plead guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the 2018 Camp Fire in Butte County. In addition, the company will plead guilty to one count of unlawfully starting a fire. According to AP, CEO Bill Johnson released a statement reading, "Our equipment started the fire. Those are the facts. And with this plea agreement, we accept responsibility for our role in the fire." As part of the plea agreement with the Butte County District Attorney's Office, PG&E will pay a minimum fine of, or a maximum fine, I should say, a maximum fine of $4 million and help fund efforts to restore access to water for residents impacted by a canal that was destroyed by the fire.
Well, the California DMV reports its offices still open, but many new restrictions in place. Californians encouraged to use online services if possible. Now, the specific tasks requiring in-person visits now require appointments. No walk-ins will be accepted. Also, behind-the-wheel driving tests suspended for the next 30 days. Driver's license transactions that do require in-office visits include applications for a new driver's license or real ID. Those 70 years of age or older required to take the driver's test. Individuals who are required to renew in the office, last DMV visit 15 years prior, and individuals subject to vision testing, and those with complex driving history. DMV notes most vehicle registrations can be done online at DMV kiosks or over the telephone. DMV will only be open Monday through Friday, as they're suspending their extended hours on Saturdays.
And Governor Newsom and President Trump approved a major disaster declaration for California. The governor signed legislation to transfer $1.1 billion towards the state response. Since then, the governor has issued a stay-at-home order, deployed the National Guard to support food banks, such as the Interfaith Food Bank here in Amador County, and signed an executive order to assist the health care system. Additional federal aid will go further to help the complexities facing many Californians. This declaration makes federal funding available to state, tribal, and local governments for emergency protective measures.
And the Amador County Veterans Service Office continue to provide claim services and other support, but to prevent the spread of COVID-19, they moved to phone intakes, and all in-person services are discouraged unless of an urgent nature. If a veteran or family member having any VA difficulties during the shelter in place, You're welcome to contact Amador County Veterans Service Officer Terry Sanders at 223-6476 to get connected with the appropriate services.
And another day of storm restoration response in the high country of Calaveras County turned into a rescue mission for two PG&E troublemen. Last Friday morning, Stockton-based teammen Adam Gossett and Aaron Collins were working to clear a hazard tag in an area of Big Trees Village near Arnold that had been hit hard with heavy snow. While working, one of them heard a faint, muffled yell, but he wasn't sure where it came from. The two turned off their trucks and listened, and inside the doorway of a nearby home, mostly hidden by a large snowbank, they found a 74-year-old man yelling for help. That's when they learned he had been stuck there nearly 5 days without power, phone, heat, or food. Before the troublemen discovered him, the man had placed "please help" signs in the window of his home. He said he had blown a whistle for 2 days, hoping to get someone's attention, but no one was around to hear his pleas. During this recent storm, the two T-men had come across six or seven other people, mostly in vacation cabins, who had been trapped by the snow. All in all, 32 crews worked to restore service to the Big Trees Village area, a community of approximately 1,500 residents. More than 80 poles were replaced, along with hundreds of crossarms, several spans of wire, and more than a few transformers. And that's a quick look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Again, coming up at 8:30 today, we're going to talk with Dan Traxler about the tax ramifications, what's up with COVID-19, how it relates to our personal tax, and more coming up.